Daryl Paulson is Professor Emeritus of Government at USF St. Petersburg. He felt that both Rubio and Chris scored points, but didn't think there was a clear winner in the debate. He added that it would behoove both candidates to keep negativity in check, especially Chris, who he said should focus instead on the improvements he's brought to the state as governor.
Well, yeah, the gloves sort of came off and the brass knuckles went on. But, the problem with that particular approach is how it resonates with the electorate, especially those people who are going to vote in the Republican primary. By and large, most people say they don't like personal attacks on their opponent. Certainly if there can be justification for these personal attacks, but, that's what the Florida Republican voters are going to have to decide, whether there's real substance to this. Rubio tried to counter by simply saying this was nothing more than personal attacks on him, and there hadn't been a single policy prescription coming from the governor, who's been governor of the state for 4 years, and that he just doesn't have any policy solutions for the problems that America's going to face.
Although money is still very much on Charlie Crist's side, having raised around $9 million to Rubio's $3 million, Paulson said it is mitigated by a couple of factors.
One of them is that even though he's outraised Rubio about 3-1, a good chunk of that money that he's raised can't be used in the primary. It's money that he's collected for the general election process. So even though he's got it in hand, it can't be spent for the primary elections. The second issue is whether or not the conservative voters who will come out in a Republican primary election will be swayed by political ads that attack Marco Rubio personally.
Paulson also said, based on Florida's political system, that people shouldn't read too much into Chris's pledge on Fox News Sunday that he will not switch parties before the April 30th qualifying deadline.
One could argue that option is still on the table for Governor Crist at some point in time. And there are many people who believe that would be his best option because within the political system that Florida has, the closed primary system, it's Republicans who are going to select who their nominee is. And on the Republican side, conservative Republicans dominate the primary process just as liberals dominate the process on the Democratic side. And conservative Republicans are far more likely, at this point in time certainly, to support Marco Rubio than they are Governor Crist.
As late as October, Crist was polling safely above the 50% mark, but some of the latest polls have him down by almost 30 points. Paulson said if Crist continues his run as a Republican, with numbers like these, he'll be forced to change his strategy, something he may have trouble doing.
By and large, Crist has always been the front runner, not the trailer in the race. And so he's, I think, got a difficult position for himself, especially as somebody who has the reputation as, Mr. Nice Guy. It's very difficult for him, I think, to suddenly switch and become an attack mode-oriented politician. It destroys one of his great political strengths and one of the things that people liked about him and one of the reasons that they voted for him to be governor in the first place.
So how does he make up ground now, then?
Well, it's very difficult. And when you see sort of a tidal wave of change, as has happened in Florida, this phenomenal has to be at least, 40-point turnaround. Chris, 30 points up, and now at a very minimum is 10 points down. That's a huge political wave that Rubio forces have been able to launch, and it's very difficult to counter that wave. And Crist is going to deal with two significant political issues, and one is time and the other is money. He certainly has money. He's got a lot more money than Rubio, so he can run campaign commercials. But once again, he's got to be very careful that he doesn't simply look like the only thing he's doing is attacking Marco Rubio and not offering his own vision for what he would do as a United States senator. But the other factor now is time. I mean, you're running up to 5 or 6 months before the primary election. That is certainly significant time to turn things around. But at some point, very soon, he's got to start moving the numbers.